Welcome, everyone, to Rock Buzz, Ocean Pines Community Podcast. I am Sherry Clifford, and I am here with my co-host, Amy Peck. The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily represent the views of our guests or others, nor are we affiliated with the Ocean Pines Association. Our mission is to bring factual news and information to the residents and homeowners of Ocean Pines and the surrounding areas. You can join the ROC's Facebook group by searching for Ocean Pines ROC or find us on Twitter and Instagram. Also, be sure to look for the official ROC logo. If you have news or would like to share your story on Rock Buzz, or if you would like to advertise with us, you can visit our website, oceanpinesroc.com, or email us at info@oceanpinesroc.com.
Welcome to this episode of Rock Buzz. Today, Sherry and I are talking about landscaping, some of the challenges we face here on the Eastern Shore, and we will be hearing from an expert with some very helpful advice. I've been lucky enough to live in Ocean Pines for over 20 years, and I love my wooded lot. I love the nature in Ocean Pines and the variety of gardens we have around our community. However, living on the Eastern Shore comes with some landscaping difficulties that might require an expert.
Yes, it does. Having an expert can help you deal with those challenges, including drainage issues, bay-friendly gardens, pollinator-friendly gardens, deer-resistant gardens, shade and full-sun gardens, and invasive plants.
Also, our area can be challenging due to climate and soil conditions. We're known for sandy soil and can have very hot summers and cold winters, which can be tough on plants that aren't well-suited to these conditions. Selecting plants that are resistant to pests, including deer, and disease is important. Let's not forget drainage issues and stormwater runoff.
Even a high and dry lot can face drainage issues during storms. Besides improving the beauty of your yard, according to a recent Virginia Tech study, landscaping can increase the value of your home by 15%. As the experts know how to pick correct plant size, type, and design, and add low-maintenance beauty to your property.
And Scotland Yards Landscaping certainly did that for your yard, Sherry. It is truly a showplace in Ocean Pines.
Well, thank you, Amy. I'm happy to welcome our guest today, Andy Park of Scotland Yards Landscaping, who is here to help educate us on some of the landscaping challenges we face here and how his company can help. Thanks for joining us today, Andy. Can you tell us a little bit about your company?
Yes. Good morning, Sherry and Amy. Our company has been based in Worcester County for almost 25 years. This is our 24th season in the area. We started back 2000 and enjoyed the growth as Ocean Pines grew, our company grew. We service Berlin, Ocean Pines, Bishopville, and also Ocean City.
Now, what is the number one request your clients have for you?
At the moment, the number one request would be maintenance. A lot of property owners are retired, maybe absent owners who come down for vacations or during the summer season or fall, and they really don't want to do any yard work. They want maintenance done through mowing, trimming, mulch, seasonal cleanup. That would be the largest demand at the moment.
So, Andy, what services do you recommend for getting the best value for our listeners on a fixed budget?
The best value for your listeners, I would suggest adding perennials to their existing landscape beds. Most homes in Ocean Pines have a foundation planting, but adding a secondary tier of perennials provides value with their low cost and high impact.
Okay, now perennials are the plants that you just plant them once and they come back every year, right?
Yes, that's correct. They return each year. They vary in color, size, and work well in shaded areas.
So what kind of things would you do besides perennials for low maintenance?
Low maintenance starts primarily with the selection in plants. You can choose plants that are slow growing, that retain their size, and often only need trimmed back once a year.
What about for like ground covers and things like that? What would be an example of something that would be low maintenance for that?
We've seen a trend in the past 5 years whereby customers are choosing to install gravel in their landscape beds as an alternative to mulching every season.
And what are some advantages of choosing the gravel route? Besides having to not maintain it every year, are there some advantages for drainage?
Yes, in the landscape beds, you install a weed fabric below and the gravel on top, which still allows for the rainwater to pass through.
Are any customers doing rain gardens?
Yes. Again, a great increase in demand over the past 5 years with the stormwater plans in Ocean City and throughout Worcester County. They're a good alternative for low areas in a yard where you can beautify an area that may have some standing water by adjusting the grade and installing some plants, rocks, and mulch.
So Andy, can you highlight how you can help an owner who is experiencing drain issues like I did in the past that you helped me with? I know that you really made a huge difference in my property in adding, you know, different trees and plants. And also we added a lot of sod and topsoil and sand so that everything keeps flowing away from the house. Can you elaborate a little bit on what you can do for the homeowners in Ocean Pines with their drainage issues?
Absolutely. All those items you mentioned are key for improving the drainage on a property, whether it's directing the downspout water away from the house into the yard, adding additional grading, or establishing a lawn or planting beds. Many shrubs absorb a lot of water and will help with standing water and also improving water flow throughout the yard.
I also realized that in Ocean Pines, I see a lot of homes that have concrete driveways or asphalt driveways. I know I maintained the natural, where you brought in a specific type of stone you recommended because you can blow off the pine needles and everything and the stones stay in place. They're great.
Yeah, that is a tough part with Ocean Pines trying to maintain landscape, especially with pine needles. 1/2 inch or 3/4 inch stone for a driveway does help slow the flow of the water, especially coming from the crest of the road. It allows it to slow its flow back towards the house, as a lot of driveways in Ocean Pines are graded back towards the house.
Popular in our area are pollinator gardens, which are a great way to add beauty and attract bees and butterflies. Have you done some of those?
Yes, and we encourage planting those in any location whereby you have a lot of sunlight. In the past few years, I have personally noticed a large decrease in bees on plants and in the area, and we always try and encourage that with the planting of perennials. They're a real hit with bees and butterflies. Also, some shrubs, butterfly bushes are an excellent choice.
And beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful. Yeah, they have different colors, white, red, purple. Milkweed is another perennial that is often overlooked. It is a great pollinator plant for butterflies especially. Bees like them also, and we are trying to reintroduce more of that into the landscapes.
Now, is milkweed, is that the one that the monarch butterflies need for migration?
Yes, that's key to their migration. I believe it's one of the few plants they actually feed on as they migrate down towards Mexico and back through the summer season.
So again, this is why a homeowner would need the expert, because the layperson doesn't know what species of plants are going to do well here with our conditions.
I would agree. You can also do research online. The internet has many sites that would help you with it. But site specific to Ocean Pines, with our experience, we can often target the specific plants that would work for your yard.
So Andy, for homeowners that already have decking or patios in place, can you tell us how those areas of the yard can be improved with other things such as your hardscaping, walkways, stone, outside of the other services that you offer?
Yes, with the large influx of new homeowners in Ocean Pines in the last 5 or 10 years, we're seeing a high demand for replacement of existing areas. Customers may have outdated pavers and they want to utilize the same space with a newer product. We have added walkways, paver patios, fire pits, and additional plantings around to complete the project. It really looks like a great transformation.
And it sounds like those type of areas, with your help, can really be made into outdoor living space.
Yes, absolutely. Outdoor space ever since 2020 has been a hot item in the landscape industry, with customers wanting to be able to have a nice seating area that they can enjoy throughout the season.
And really improve that property value too.
Yes, I would say hardscaping is one of the items that has more cost associated with it, but it has a direct impact on your home's value.
Now, I have a very wooded lot, not much sun at all. Is a shade garden possible with our soil conditions in a lot like mine?
Yes, that is the tough area in Ocean Pines, is the heavy shade on some properties. But adding plantings that are site-specific, again, there's a lot of plants that can do well in heavy shade with the correct soil. We use a garden soil product and have had great success in getting plantings to really flourish in those environments.
So I have a really long driveway and certainly doesn't look good. What can you do for driveways and curb appeal?
A couple of options for your driveway, depending on your budget. It can be a relatively low cost upgrade. If you don't have a lot of weed breakthrough on your drive, you can replenish the top layer of stone to provide a fresh new look. Or if with the age of the driveway and the amount of soil or weed breakthrough there, you can remove the existing base and add new stone that would provide you coverage for a good 15 to 20 years.
Oh, that sounds good. What else do you do that would add to curb appeal? Do you do any kind of lighting?
Yes, we provide installation for low voltage lighting. The introduction of low voltage lighting has dramatically decreased the cost of this upgrade. In the past, it was very expensive, but now with the packages that are on offer, it can almost fit any budget.
So it would provide beauty and safety for homeowners.
Yes, I originally installed these at my home a few years ago, and the reaction from my wife was very positive with two things in mind. It beautifies the yard and also gives you security at night when you're walking in. We recently did an install in Ocean Pines for a long-term customer who had a lot of tree cover in the back, and we took advantage of the tall trees that they had, did some beautiful uplighting, pathway lights to eliminate their pathway back towards their patio area, and she was absolutely delighted.
That's great. And the transformation of my property has been unbelievable with your team.
Thank you.
Well, and it sounds like for those on a budget, there are a lot of low maintenance options that you offer and low cost options. Do you have any kind of packages?
Yes, we have maintenance packages to provide service to your property throughout the year, spring, summer, and fall. Also, we have lighting packages available at the moment till the end of March. They offer them in the fall and winter also.
Excellent. Well, this was really very informative. Thank you so much for being a guest, Andy. We will be sure to put this contact information on our Ocean Pines ROC page.
Wonderful. Appreciate you having me here today. And thank you very much and enjoy the spring.
So for our listeners, if you have landscaping needs, you can contact Andy at his website, scotlandyardslandscaping.com, or on Facebook, Scotland Yards Landscaping, Berlin, Maryland.
To keep the discussion going, please join our Facebook page by searching for the Ocean Pines ROC and be sure to look for our official logo. If you'd like to be a guest, advertise with us, or have a story idea you want us to cover, please email us at info@oceanpinesroc.com. And as always, thank you for listening to Rock Buzz, your community podcast.